Grace to you and peace from God the vine grower, Jesus the vine, and the Holy Spirit, who takes the fruit that we bear and shares it with all the world. Amen. I want this morning to just do a quick look at three little words and talk about how they impact who we are, how we understand who we are in relationship to God. We start this morning with the last of the seven I am statements in the Gospel of John. These are little moments where Jesus reveals God's character. We know that God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That flows throughout the entirety of the Old Testament. And Jesus said, this is what that means. It means that you need not worry about where your nourishment is coming from. When you're lost, I will be the light. When you are afraid, I will be the one who protects you. And again, he revealed himself until finally he said, as you look for life, as you imagine what might be possible and how you would go into this world, you do it from me, the vine who abides in you and you in me. That abide is important. It's important throughout the entirety of the Gospel of John. At the very beginning, in what we call the prologue, the first 18 verses that are this gorgeous poem, God says there that the Word has become flesh and lived among us, dwelled among us, remained among us, one of my favorites, pitched a tent and stayed a while, or Eugene Peterson's, moved into the neighborhood. Right? This word abide that we don't use, some might say he's lived with us. And then throughout the gospel, that abiding is woven in with all of those I am statements. I am the bread of life there in chapter 6, the light of the world in 8, and I am the way, the truth, and the life in 14. Each of those places points to how God draws near to us so that we might draw near to God. If you notice 15:4 especially, abide in me as I abide in you. God throughout our history has drawn close to us. Think of him walking through the garden to visit with Adam and Eve. Think of Abraham and how God showed up there, and then Moses. Each one of those moments, God coming near until finally, God so loved the world that he gave us his only son, drawing near to us, abiding with us so that we might have that rootedness that brings about life. Oh, by the way, there are only two imperatives in this little section, commands or things that we must do. There are abide and ask. They are abide and ask. They are not bear fruit. I hear this and I get nervous. Every time that I come to John 15, I immediately start trying to separate sheep from goats, fruit from not bearing fruits. I look at the branch on the front tree in my yard and I think, oh, I better cut that thing off. And I think that about our Christian brothers and sisters as well. It is not my job. What I am asked to do is to abide and to ask for God to be with me. And so we start with, he removes every branch. That is scary language. When we talk about pruning and the gathering and the throwing into the fire, we occasionally get stuck there. I did this week. But notice the larger picture there. You start there, and then every single thing after it is a moment of grace. Even in verse 2, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to bear more. The pruning is so that you might grow and live to the fullness of your potential. Norbert, within his pot, will never be 200 feet. Cannot do it, right? And so must be set free. You all have been planted and set free so that you can become the fullness of who you are. And you're not doing that on your own. I beat myself up. I need to do more. I need to do better. There is a world out there that is hurting, and I have to fix it. We do not bear fruit by ourselves. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit that we're able to face the world. And what then does it mean to bear fruit? Is it that we have solved poverty and hunger? Is it that we have ended all war and brought an end to terrorism and oppression? It's that we show up, set free by God's grace and by God's love, to share that love with others, to laugh and spread joy, to know that there is goodness in our world, and to be faithful to the God who is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. We vines spend way too much time wondering about how we can get rid of the other vines around us or tell them that they need to grow more and better fruit. We worry too about the fruit that we're producing, sure that it is not up to God's standards, that we must find a way to somehow squeeze out another drop of goodness. But what God asks us in John 15 is simply to rub up against the vine, against each other in love, so that we might share what has been given for us, the nourishment, the nutrition, the nutrients to grow and to be who we are as people of God. Spirit of joy, you are the branches. Turn to God and love your neighbor. Amen.